Therefore, since we are surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us remove all weight that prevents us from running, especially the sin that so easily causes us to stumble, and run with perseverance the race that God has given us to go ahead. We do this by fixing our eyes on Jesus, the champion who imitates and perfects our faith. Someone once said, "There is no greater failure than to succeed in things that do not matter in eternity, and to fail in those that do not have importance in the eternal. To work, to do, to move in this life is to order to seek success in the transcendent is a waste of time. Trying to succeed in things that do not matter in eternity is wasting time. If the things you do so that you can get human rewards, let me give you a news. Human beings today can exalt you, but tomorrow you will be forgotten. If you do something good today, you will be the best of all. But if tomorrow you fail, most likely tomorrow they forget what you did today. And tomorrow you are the worst person." We must understand that God put an eternity in us, that our time on earth is temporary. We must know how to enjoy life because Jesus came to give us a life in abundance. The question is, are you surviving or are we enjoying each day that God gives us? The moment comes when we must stop and begin to meditate on our ways, on the decisions we are making and how we are behaving, and understand, dear friend, first of all, youth will not last forever. People are today and tomorrow is not, and that life consists of a blink of an eye. You can have your eyes wide open, but at some point you have to wake up, and when you wake up, we do not know if we will return. Open our eyes. In the book of Santiago, we are told that life is like the mist of certain moment. It is, but for another moment it disappears. And the tremendous thing is, if we do not meditate on this, the minutes pass, the seconds, the hours, on things that really are not worth it. All the time, you are seeking to satisfy the need that's in your heart. But remember that what comes from the heart will never be satisfied with material things. Although man always wants more, and every time he reaches one goal, he always wants another. We are never satisfied. Therefore, we are never grateful. There is always something missing, and there is always something we want. One of the wittiest people on earth was Solomon. He said, "I gave myself to the task, to church, to investigate wisdom, but I also give free rein to my emotions, to try to experiment everything on this earth. And in the end, I come to a conclusion, vanity of vanities, everything is vanity." Perhaps if you are starting life, you will not agree with me, and you will say, "I still have a long way to go." But what would you call it? A lot to live? If you are not enjoying what you already have now, as a son, you want to run away from home, to walk on the road which you never met, and who simply heard rumors from friends at the university, from friends at school, and those rumors or advice are simple. Do not listen to your dad, do not listen to your mom, because they are old. You think that while you are legal age, you have the right to make the decision and do what you want to do. Forgive me for speaking this way, but if I don't tell you, maybe you are not listening to your own family. You miss your family, and that's why I'm giving you this advice. And I think you are not connecting here with me through this audio by chance. You must be thinking, "Wow, this pastor is telling me what nobody has told me to say." It's that I come with a message from God for you to tell you, be careful with the decisions you are making, because tomorrow you are going to need it, or perhaps tomorrow it will not happen. or tomorrow it does not exist, my beloved friends. The days are numbered on earth. And every morning that we open our eyes, it's an opportunity of God to compensate, to repent, to understand what we are living, and to live life in the right way. Now, separated from God, you can never experience it. But when you let Him take control of your life, He will show you which is the right way. You want to leave the house. At some point, the house will be missing you. Men that are listening to me, you are looking outside. God already blessed you in your home. That woman is warming your ear, and you are trying to play a game that will burn you. I have always said, never play with fire. Even if you are a firefighter, all thoughts have consequences. Do not go to the end when the end will leave you alone. Put your hands in your head and say, at what point did my family break up? And at what point am I signing this divorce? At what time did my children leave? At what time did I lose everything? At that time, when you decide to do things your way and not follow the way that God already had prepared, designed for you, the Bible tells us in Hebrews in chapter 12, we have to read it now. Let go of all weight. Life is a race that we have ahead. In this race, you must run. You can get worn. You can get worried. You can express yourself for everything you haven't had and stop being grateful. Or you can stop and say, thank you, Lord, because I have my children. I have a family because I have a job. Now, perhaps it's not the job that you have longed for, but it's an opportunity that God has given you. In this career of life, there are processes that you have to go through and that you have to live. And as in every race, there are obstacles, but there are also shortcuts. There are circumstances that will present themselves that will seem good, but the problem is not that. The problem is that they seem to be good. The problem is that we make the decisions because we let ourselves be carried away by our desire rather than be necessity. How many things have you acquired because you want it, not because you need it? How many decisions have you made because it's simply an emotion, a desire from your heart, and not because you really need to make that decision? There are things that are urgent, but there are things that are emergency. There are things that can't wait, but we are determined to everything. You can hide behind an excuse, but in the end, the consequences, if they are going to see each other, because every decision and every thought, everything we do will always bring consequences. Today, I come through this audio to tell you, do not leave everything thrown away. But I also come to urge you to know how to run the race. I come to give you advice that you need to do things wisely, that you don't do things out of emotions, that you don't try to run away, that you have to face problems, and that you have to let the Lord direct your life so that we are more than victors. And I want to take this moment to give you 4 points. 4 points that will come your way and that perhaps will make you stay or stop, stagnate, and not advance. The Bible teaches us that we must strip ourselves of all weight now. God is not going to do it for you. It's your turn to do it. You have to make the decision to make that happen. But if you don't make it, who else is going to do it? God gives us life, but how to live it depends on each and one of us. The Lord is a gentleman. Now I can give you the advice now. In the end, you decide if you listen and put it into practice. I do not come to tell you how to live life. I come to give you some advice, and then with a lot of love, because I want to avoid later that you don't stumble or fall. Then the first point of what I want to talk to you, that we, and it can be an obstacle that makes you stagnate and does not let you move forward. First is, put your gaze on what happened, to be focused on the past, on what happened and could have been. It's a bad mental habit. It's a bad habit because every time a new opportunity presents itself, we go to the past. Your past can never be the point of reference. So you can push yourself and move forward. Remember, sometimes it's good so as not to make the same mistake as before. But if you only keep that information from life, chances are that you miss many opportunities. I don't know if you have heard about a woman, the wife from Lot, that at a time when they had to leave everything to save their life, the Lord's command is that they look forward, that they were focused looking forward, that they did not go back or look back. When they left everything, that woman didn't get over it because her heart desired for material things, and she turned her gaze back and became a monument of salt. Everyone who saw her said two things. One, for not obeying God, and two, for clinging to the past. I cannot prevent to get on the car and to drive it forward, looking at the rearview mirror all the time. I need to focus on what is ahead and focus on what is ahead. It costs us because there are things that we have to let go of, the past that we are a part of. There are people that I say to who are YouTubers. And why YouTubers? Because whenever you talk to them, they start to say, I had a car, I had a house, I had this, I had the other. They are not grateful. And all the time, they are complaining about what they do not have, for what they had and could be. But every time you make a stop, every time you are grateful, that's how it is. Take a glass of water. Say thank you, Lord. When you start to be grateful and give value to people, things, opportunities that are ahead of you, however small they may be, in the end, God will see that fidelity and it will reward you. And I assure you that what comes next is better than what you had before. But if you are going to be longing for what you had before, perhaps you will not receive the excellence that God has for you now. This advice also goes to those people who are all the time searching on Facebook, on social media, about investigating your life. Those people who at some point failed you. And every time you see them laughing, every time you see them happy, you're filled with bitterness in your heart. And you start denying God. And you start to tell him, how is it possible that this person who made my life impossible for me is enjoying it? Of course, people enjoy it. Why don't you let go of that burden and you enjoy it? So I gave you some advice. If you can get the garbage from your house, do not go running to the corner to rummage through the garbage and put it back into the house. Are you understanding me? Do not be like the dog that vomits and look for the vomit to eat it again. Sorry, it's so graphic, but sometimes it's necessary to realize. How many times have you fought with your husband, with your wife, about something that happened? And every time something happens in the fight, the first thing that comes out is, you did this, you were this, you did the other. Because you go out to look in the trash for what you already threw away. If you're already forgiven, because you have to look for what has already happened, perhaps in what is going to build that, I advise you to close that Facebook account. Open a new one. Change your number. Find a new one. Detoxify yourself from those things which become a void myth. Do not eat it again. Jesus also expressed it this way. It's like the pig that when they wash it again, rolls around in its filth. If this makes you vomit, I hope that every time you remember, every time that you try to look on Facebook, to look for the life of others in which it builds you, because you want to modify yourself more. Thank God that you have life now. Do not start telling your husband because you were unfaithful to me, or your wife because you were unfaithful to me. If you fought for your home and you want to forgive, do not go looking in the trash of the past, because it's preventing the blessings of God from coming upon you. This is the first opinion. I am missing 3 more. I will hope to do more, and do not miss the audio of tomorrow, because in the audio of tomorrow, I will continue with the other 3 points so that you can advance in life in this race that we have ahead. Father, I pray for those people, Lord, who are going through critical moments in their life. I pray, Heavenly Father, for you to help them. We can, Lord, get up and follow the path that we have ahead. That we can have our eyes wide open to realize that there are things that we have considered normal, but the normal has become so daily, so habitable in us that it has stagnated us. And without realizing, it's harming us, stealing our lives. Lord, help us to know and give us the strength to forgive and let go, because Lord, alone we cannot. Thank you, Father. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Ilya Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time.